a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
Yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Minutes until battle takes place at NRG Stadium. Your Houston Texans hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. For me, considering this team has underachieved the way that it has all year long, the guy who has been really the emblem of said underachieving, C.J. Stroud, in a year where they add Stephon Diggs, though he's out for the season, add Tank Dell, though he's out for the season. Have Nico Collins still, have Dalton Schultz, have Joe Mixon. Had a five-headed monster, allegedly, plus an offensive line going into the season that was supposed to be one of the strengths of the team. It is time for C.J. Stroud to make something happen when it's not expected to happen. The best quarterbacks in the game do this. We saw him do it last year. We have yet to see him do it this season, and I think that whatever happens tomorrow is going to go a long way when it comes to determining just how much interest there is in this rather fickle town going into next season.
Yeah, I think the following week would matter a lot too, because then it's like it's still status quo if you were to win this game and then lose by two touchdowns to the Chiefs in the second round of the playoffs. But specifically around CJ, because I think people will start to waver on their confidence in him just after 2 years, which they shouldn't do. Texans fans shouldn't bail on CJ. I feel like they're going to if he has a poor performance in this game.
Bail is a strong word. Bail is a strong word, but skepticism. Severely,
be very skeptical.
Yeah. Bailing is what you do when you have a Brock Osweiler. Bailing is what you do when you have someone that's never shown you anything. Bailing is what you did when Matt Schaub all of a sudden just stopped having it.
See, for me, like the comp that I would want to look at is what I think happened with Browns fans and Baker Mayfield. That he took them to the playoffs as a rookie. He had success. He was really talented. He was really good early on. And then he got hurt. And then this franchise has no idea what it's talking about when coming to quarterbacks in Baker Mayfield. They all wanted him out of town. And how's it gone for him since? That's my concern, is that Texans fans are going to all of a sudden act like they think they can get better than C.J. Stroud while winning a 10-win football team. That's just not the case. But he needs to perform this weekend, because I don't care about the injuries. The best quarterbacks would figure it out. If you want to put yourself as the third-best quarterback in the NFL, like C.J. Stroud did this last offseason, put himself in front of Josh Allen and say he's a better quarterback than him, then prove it. Prove you are this quarterback you said you are this weekend. It doesn't matter that Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs are out. Get it done.
MacGyver it, baby. You got to find a way to do it like MacGyver did. For those who are unfamiliar with the show, it's a dated reference that I understand, despite having watched maybe a handful of clips from the show, generally with that one guy who kept on dying, who would go off a cliff and yell, MacGyver, before blowing up and then coming back a couple of episodes later. MacGyver was this man with amazing hair who was fantastic at being able to make the most out of the least. You know, he could turn a paperclip and a piece of gum into a bazooka somehow, some way. Stroud should be able to do that. The best find ways to do that. Tom Brady did it for years. Peyton Manning did it occasionally, though he did have Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. But you could argue, hey, maybe he made those guys what they were. We haven't seen it with Stroud this season in a year where we all expected it to happen. And I mean, what's really frustrating about the way that the offense has been this season, which a lot of people blame on Bobby Slowick and blame on the offensive line and try their hardest to avoid blaming C.J. Stroud, is that the defense can win them games. Like, the defense at its best is championship level. They're a little inconsistent. Obviously, the game against the Ravens, good God, what a disaster. But when they're playing their best with that pass rush and with the way that they fly to the football, plus a secondary that I think is getting better and better with Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock, in addition to now All-Pro Derek Stingley. And the offense just keeps on footing the defense with the bill. And eventually, if the offense keeps on going three and outs or just kicks field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, there's only so much a defense can do in today's league.
Yeah, the Baltimore game felt inevitable. Like when you look at the close losses besides Minnesota and Baltimore this year, they did a great job. The defense did against the Packers. They intercepted Jared Goff five times.
They lost.
And they had a good game against the Chiefs. I mean, yeah.
Think about what they did with the Bills, too.
Yeah, you know, yeah, where, the Bills, yes.
I mean, Josh Allen had one of the worst games of his career. Mm-hmm. It was a hell of a performance by the Texans defense in that game. They were going after Allen all game long. And yet, it was still a game at the end because the offense just couldn't do what it's been struggling to do all year. And look, if you're a smart person, you're going to look at this entire sample size of a season and say, hey, it ain't happening. They're not winning. And I hate that that's where I'm at, but that's where I'm at. I'm hoping within the next 51 minutes before the end of the show that I can shake where I'm currently at and all of a sudden get myself a deep steel blue pill of sorts and have to tuck it in the waistband and go full battle red boner, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but look, they're one of two teams that are in the playoffs without a positive plus-minus point differential.
I know, it's even, right?
Yes, they're even. The Rams are in at 10-7 with a minus 19. The Houston Texans, zero. They scored 372 points this year. They gave up 372 points this year, which is incredible to hit perfectly zero. But they're one of the only two teams that have that. You look at teams like Baltimore and Buffalo are plus 157 on the season. Good defenses, some great defense at times, but their offense scored. The Texans' offense just didn't score enough this year. Like, they have to be better. I mean, even the Kansas City Chiefs had a plus, 59 at 15-2. Like, that's startling to have that many wins. Shows you how many close games they
play. But they're playing their best ball.
Yeah.
I mean, they are playing well. The last couple of games, they've been playing well. And that's, I think, hell, the Chargers have been playing well of late. And I would say from this perspective, especially, Justin Herbert's probably had the three best games of his career the last couple. Or not career. But he's had the three best games of the Jim Harbaugh era over the last three. And that's with an offensive line that's also, been shaking things up. Joe Alt, who has had a very good rookie season, their top 10 pick, he had to play left tackle last week. And okay, it's one of those games where what are the actual stakes in a week 18 game where who are they playing? Raiders, right. It's the Raiders, So, I mean, what are the stakes in a game like that? But, he played well. And it looks like Slater, their general left tackle, is going to be back out there. So Herbert's made it work despite not everything around him being good to go. I think he's going to be without Joshua Palmer with a foot injury. Does look like it's trending that way. He does have Ladd McConkey. What's CJ Stroud's excuse? Because Stroud has more, I think, still than Herbert has to work with. I'm not the biggest Quentin Johnson guy. I think Nico Collins is better than Ladd McConkey.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess a tight end, maybe you say it's a wash, but Joe Mixon is better than anything the Chargers have in their backfield. Yeah, so, five-headed monster, dog. It might not be a five-headed monster anymore, but it's at least a three-headed monster, and that's still a monster.
Yeah, and you never know. You have to get contribution from the other group of receivers, whether it is Deontay Johnson or I don't actually know what the status of John Metchie is, or Xavier Hutchinson. You have to get some production from those guys. And to be – the Texans are – playing the worst football of anyone besides the Pittsburgh Steelers going into the playoffs. The Steelers have lost four straight games.
Oh, I know.
They've been a disaster.
Well, that's at least nice. You're not playing the worst football of anybody.
Yeah, but you're next of 14 teams that have made the playoffs. You are the next team, and that's why Rex Ryan said they're a bye week, because even though you won your last game, you're not playing. You're not playing good football.
It's funny too, because you talk about the Steelers. Everyone looks at Steelers Ravens just because of the history of Steelers Ravens. You're like, well, the Steelers have a chance, which is kind of stupid because that's not what you should be basing it off of. But at the same time, yeah, Lamar Jackson's, what, 2-3-4 against the Steelers all time or something like that? And he's had some of his worst performances against them. So at the least they have that in their back pocket, even if Steelers fans are rather skeptical of where this team's going with Mike Tomlin, with Russell Wilson, and or Justin Fields. Definitely Wilson, not Fields. And here you are, and you got Stroud's out there. Your defense is about as healthy as it's been. If you got to win a rock fight, you got to win a rock fight. But C.J. Stroud should make this not a rock fight for you. And I think the reason that the Chargers are three-point favorites is exactly that. He hasn't done that all year.
Yeah.
So it's time, baby.
There's no excuse. It's time. Like, prove who you say you are. Win this football game.
Yep.
I think it's really – if he – with Nico Collins out there, you should be able to find a way. And we've been saying that all year long. They've been talking about offsides and false starts and penalties all year long.
The little things.
Like, but you have to play a clean game. You're going to have more fans in attendance. So, like, it's not going to be like the Bills and the Lions and the Bears game where the opposing fans at times were louder than your fans. That's not going to happen. Frankly, at times it's probably quiet as a church in that building on Sunday, even though it's a playoff, or on Saturday, even though it's a playoff game.
3:30. I mean, there's no excuse for the late arriving crowd of all the days, but it does seem like there's a lot of tickets available.
Yeah, there are a lot of tickets.
$61 tickets available. There's probably a lot left.
Yeah, yes. Because I think people don't want to go. Like, they don't want to see. Yeah, they don't want to see it. Like, they don't want to be heartbroken.
Yeah, well, I think people are scared because, you know, they're an underdog at home in a playoff game. But our quarterback, he doesn't mind being an underdog.
No, he doesn't. That's true. That's true. Give it to me, CJ. Give it to me. Give me that deep steel blue pill.
To play, I kind of like being an underdog. I've been an underdog a lot of my life and my career, so it's actually comfortable for me. So
you can hear that smirk.
It's comfortable.
Too. He's comfortable being that underdog. Hell yeah, dude. All right.
What time are we meeting up tomorrow for El Tiempo Margaritas?
Good question.
Before the game? Halftime?
First off, I got to figure out what happens on the day tonight and how early I wake up.
The game's at 3:30.
It's 3:30. There's no excuse.
No excuse for that.
Well, listen,
it's not a noon kickoff, Paul.
I will be there by kickoff, but, like, you know me. Like, sometimes I just can't help it. It's like
But 3:30.
I mean, you've come into the show hungover.
Whoa.
At least once.
Come on.
Whoa.
That's our show's quite the
accusation.
Throwing me under the bus.
You've admitted it on air.
It's true.
You've admitted it on air.
Throwing me under the bus. And you said, like, I have come into the show hungover. I am hungover today. Oh,
that's right. You did go out last night.
So, like.
So you made it on time.
I did make it on time. Look. We'll see.
Are you worried your tummy's not going to be feeling too good?
No. It's literally a matter of, I don't know how late I'm going to sleep in this tomorrow morning.
I understand.
Yeah. So we'll see. I do want to go to the gym before the game. What? New Year's resolution. I've only gone twice this week. That's not enough. I got to go after the show before the date. Got to go tomorrow.
Got to get pumping. Yeah,
and you got to go on Sunday too. No, we're doing five. Here's the rules. Here's the New Year's resolution rules. One, no more procrastination. Now this would be kind of procrastination.
Yeah, I was gonna say you need to get enough workouts in this week. You need to procrastinate.
Two, no beer at least for January.
Okay.
What? Screw you! I didn't have any beer last night.
People do dry January.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Okay.
Like, he's doing less calories.
I don't want to hit
less calories.
Dry January people suck. Like, okay. No offense, guys. No, like, but like,
they're up there with vegans.
You're not changing anything.
Yeah. Everyone, yes, because they talk about it all
the
time.
Yes, they're up. Yes.
No one shuts up about
that. Like, I don't care that you're doing dry January.
And three is gym 5 days a week because some of my shirts are a little tighter than they used to be. I'm not happy about that.
Okay. So, what were you drinking?
People are like, oh, you're 35.
What's your go to drink then if you're not drinking beer?
Paloma.
Yeah, but I've been doing tequila sodas.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a little bit better.
It's like kind of a ranch water. You put a little lime in it. Yeah. You know, it's not the tastiest. Palomas are better, obviously, and margaritas are better, and a lot of things are better. But you know what?
New year, new Paul.
New year, new Paul. And okay, I'm gonna shoot for 2:00.
Okay,
we'll see. I've been invited to a tailgate. Again, we'll see if I even make it to that too. Well, I got in an argument with this person online, so I don't know if I want to go. I don't know if I want to go quite yet.
It's going to be cold, too.
Is it?
I don't think this is going to be just like this tomorrow.
Oh, damn. That sucks.
Well, yeah. You'll be able to wear your the jacket you have on and throw flags all over the place.
Can you throw one in the press box?
No, I got to wear – I'm wearing an overcoat. Ooh, that would be funny.
Just,
that would be funny. Someone at a Chargers fan.
Yeah, someone cheers on the press box.
No, I was
box.
Thinking like DJ. Or, like, Cody?
I don't know where DJ sits. So, DJ doesn't sit near me, but Cody and Landry sit near me. So, I theoretically could.
If they're talking too much.
Yeah.
Flag on the play. Too loud in the press box.
All right, everybody. Well, let's just go straight into it. Unless this call is about to talk about the Houston Texans at 713-780-3776 to call in. To text in, you can join us on Twitch at ESPN975. Sunshine of Twitch comments. God, please get this game over with. We do have a couple of other texts here. Someone's agreeing with your take about dry January people, my take about dry January people. Nico Collins, 11 catches for 175 yards and 3 touchdowns. Texans in a blowout. Two people think that the Texans fans will not be out on C.J. Stroud, but one of them says if he plays poorly in the playoffs, it will make Texans fans wonder if he is the second coming of Josh Freeman. Keith has a thought before we do our pick six NFL playoffs question from Keith. Keith, what you got?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Love the show. I'm a huge Ravens fan. Zay Flowers is out this weekend. I don't think he's going to play the entire playoffs with the knee. Are the Ravens, you know, kind of a risky shot to win every week? Are they in danger of potentially losing to the Steelers? Do you think they can make a deep run without Zay? What are you guys thinking? Can Aguilar or Bateman really kind of take on the load?
Probably not. Listen, they. I mean, I don't know if Flowers is going to be back by the next round of the playoffs or the conference championship game, but they need him back, I think, in the next round. But I think they'll be fine against Pittsburgh. I do think the 9.5 line point, the 9.5 line, 9.5 point line, that's too much. Without Zay Flowers, that's too much. I think the Steelers are going to cover, and we'll get into that in the pick six in just a moment, but I still think the Ravens win.
Keith, everything we just said about the Texans the last 18 minutes times 10 for Lamar Jackson. You've won 2 MVPs. You threw 41 touchdowns and 4 interceptions this year. You are a top 3 quarterback in the NFL for sure. I don't care that Zay Flowers is out. Figure it out.
Against the Steelers.
Be Lamar Jackson.
Against the Steelers.
I mean, like, the Bills, they traded for Amari Cooper. He's done nothing this year. They lost Stephon Diggs. They lost Gabe Davis. The Kansas City Chiefs, Xavier Worthy's done nothing for the most part. DeAndre Hopkins played less than 50% of his snaps as a wide receiver for the Chiefs. They lost Rashid Rice.
Hollywood Brown just got healthy.
Every single quarterback and wide receiver combo, like, Nico Collins is by far the best wide receiver available in the playoffs. So I think everything that applies for the Texans applies times 10 to the Ravens. Figure it out. Like, you're Lamar Jackson, man.
I'm with you. Let's do it. Pick six time. Boom! Boom! Boom!
Here comes the boom!
Boom!
There's a lot of games you can watch this weekend.
Boom! Unbelievable!
Who's gone? Kiss McKinney goodbye!
But Paul Gallant and Joe George are going to pick six games.
There's six.
Pick six!
Got pick six written all over it.
You need to watch.
This is exactly what we needed.
Tonight, 6:30, the Cotton Bowl. College football playoff semifinal between Ohio State and Texas. The Buckeyes, 6-point favorites deep in the heart of Texas. Home game for the Longhorns, huh?
If people can get there because it's snowing and people are scared to drive on the road.
I would be scared to drive on snow,
yeah, it's
to be perfectly
great.
Honest, I've driven in the snow once before in Syracuse, and it was the most terrifying experience of my life. There is nothing quite like your car just all of a sudden swerving, and you have no control over it.
Especially if you're going slow and you still lose control. Oh, not great.
Yeah, terrifying.
Only have done it once. Was not fun.
Yeah, I don't miss it.
There was also so much snow in the driveway when I got back from out for literally an hour and a half. There was so much snow in the driveway, it took me an hour to get the car over the driveway despite shoveling and also at one point driving 60 miles per hour into the snowbank with my friend's car. Sorry, Sam. I was trying to get over.
Does Sam know that this happened?
Oh, I told him afterwards.
Okay,
I was
okay.
Like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I couldn't figure out how to get in. Anyway.
Ohio State minus 6.
You're
sorry.
Taking him to cover.
I'm taking him to cover. Taking Ohio State.
All right.
They just seem unbeatable right now.
Like I said earlier, if it's Ohio State from the regular season, I take Texas. I actually think Texas could win. I think that, like, I'd be picking Texas to win if it's the regular season versions of these teams. I just think that there's just too big of a chance that Ohio State comes in and is playing awesome again and that they win by 20. So, yeah, I know.
Flag on the play. Sean Mapes is wearing a Texas shirt and a Rose Bowl 2006 hat and is picking Ohio State. Wow. Not just to win, but to cover.
You know,
flag on the play, and I'm throwing a challenge on you to be a better Texas fan.
Okay.
Even I didn't get the challenge flag.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's another game where the other team looked unbeatable against a Texas team. It's the one I'm wearing on my hat.
That's true. Mm.
But
and you're
Vince Young is not walking through that door. Unfortunately, Vince Young is not walking through
that door. But maybe Arch Manning does. You never know.
I would love for Legend of Arch Manning starts tonight, but I just don't believe that they can do it. I honestly don't think they can win. A lot of times I pick against them and I'm doing various Karma. Levels of what?
Hedging
or, you know, I think they can win but not cover because for a lot of these games they're 20-point favorites. This one, like, I actually don't think they're going to win. I'd be surprised if they won. I want to play Notre Dame so badly.
I think it would be fun. Texas.
I also wish we could play Penn State. I wish I could play all the other teams.
I have 6 Syracuse shirts. I have 4 Florida shirts. And I have 2 Texas shirts. Hook 'em, baby! See?
Thank you.
I know the fight song that Joe doesn't know to his own.
You know the tune to the fight
Whatever.
Song.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
You know, can I throw the challenge flag? You know the tune to the fight song.
All right, NFL action. Amazon Prime, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Steelers at Ravens. Ravens 9.5-point favorites. I think the Ravens win. I think the Steelers cover. These games always closer.
Throw out the records with the Steelers and Ravens play at AFC North battle.
Screw it. Russell Wilson sucks.
Ooh.
I'm taking the Ravens -9.5.
Oh!
Paul.
Mr. Unlimited.
I agree with Paul. I think this has 6-point game written all over it. This has, you know, a field goal to win or a field goal to, like, go up and then they get another thing. Like, I just think that this is going to be a game with a lot of field goals. And you can't beat a team by 10 points by kicking a lot of field goals. So I think
the Steelers don't kick any of them.
They kick field goals. They get plenty of field goals.
They go
shot for shot with field goals.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens are better. I just, like I said, I don't think they can beat them by 2 scores.
What if they lose on a Justin Tucker missed field goal?
Did Texas win the day before?
Back-to-back Texas losses.
Dude, that would be rough.
Bert Auburn misses another field goal.
Bert Auburn is definitely going to miss a field goal tonight.
If
locked.
If he gets a chance to kick one.
Well, that's a fair point.
Just go for it on 4th down.
We have a backup. we have a backup.
Sunday, noon, Broncos at Bills. Bills 8.5-point favorites. Broncos have a very good defense, and I do feel a little bit nervous about doing this, but I think the Bills win in the biggest blowout of the weekend. They are 8.5-point favorites. I take the Bills. They cover at home in Orchard Park, New York.
The gambling man in me tells me not to take a 9.5-point favorite and an 8.5-point favorite, but oh well. I'm taking the Bills by 8.5. I think they smoked Denver.
That's a good point. The gambling man and me cannot put U.S. currency, or at least our picks on the line, on a rookie Bo Nix going to possibly the MVP.
Yeah.
So give me the Bills. I think this one's the worst game of the weekend.
I would agree, and the noon CBS window is a worse spot than the 3:30 Saturday afternoon slate. 3:30 Fox, Packers at Eagles. Eagles by 5. So, my brain is telling me pick the Eagles, but since the Packers were my Super Bowl prediction before the year, I do not feel good about that. I am taking the Packers to, at the very least, cover. That game was close earlier this year. It was in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Different kind of game, obviously. But considering Jordan Love did not play very well in that game and got injured at the very end, and they still were in there at the end, I think that this is the year that Matt LaFleur and company, with Jordan Love instead of Aaron Rodgers, finally take that step forward.
I'll never pick the Packers. I'm taking the Eagles -5. Dang. I can't do it. Won't do it.
Picking with your heart.
A little bit. What about the elbow, too?
For Jordan Love?
Yeah.
I would be, too.
And I don't love that A.J. Brown is hurt and not practicing and saying he's just going to play anyways. But if there's something we do know about wide receivers in Philadelphia,
they can play hurt.
They can play hurt.
Terrell Owens, baby.
I agree. I think the Love injury is what's picking me or keeping me from picking the Packers, where it's just I need to see him out there and how he looks. Like you said, he played poorly week one. He might play poorly again on Sunday. So give me the Eagles to win.
Sunday night football. It's the Commanders and Bucks. The Bucks are 3-point favorites in Tampa. This is the one I'm having the toughest time with.
This is a tough one, too, because I think, like, who the Commanders' coach is. Like, Dan Quinn, playoffs.
I mean, got to a Super Bowl.
He did. But
gotta
what happened?
Gotta win the wild card to get there.
You know, I believe in Tampa Bay this year, Baker Mayfield and what they've accomplished, and I don't feel comfortable picking a rookie quarterback, so I'm taking Tampa Bay -3 at home.
Tampa Bay -3, okay. The Commanders have had a horseshoe up their ass this year. I think it continues this week. I think the Commanders win. Won on a Hail Mary. They won in all sorts of just ridiculous ways. The game against Dallas. Like they
lost the game against Dallas, but the reason still, it was even close. Yeah. Was crazy.
They
that's a good point.
I think they cover at the very least, and this ends up being one of those weird ones that goes down to the wire. So I'm gonna take the Commanders. At the very least to cover in a 3-point game.
I agree. I agree. I think the Commanders are probably even better than the Bucks.
The Bucks defense is
tough. Rookie quarterback on the road in the playoffs. I get that. I just think Jane Daniels is a little different. I think Jane Daniels is a little different.
We're gonna save our Texans Chargers pick for the next segment because I still haven't made up my mind. Andre has a thought on the NFL playoffs at 713-780-3776. Andre!
What's up, fellas? Thanks for having me on. Just kind of want to chime in on all the disrespect the Steelers are getting right now. Nobody takes into the consideration that the last three games they've only had 1 to 2 starters in their secondary starting. Also, the last time they played the Ravens in weeks 18 or 17 or whatever it was, they had the most efficient game of the year aside from the Russell Wilson turnovers. So I think that, with the fact that that offense is ready to make another big explosion, I think we're going to surprise a lot of people tomorrow evening. Well, that's all I have to say.
What do you mean by surprise? Like, do you think they're going to win?
Yeah, I think the Steelers are going to win. I think they may win by maybe a touchdown. I think that the Ravens have shown in the past that butthole kind of puckers up a little bit in the playoffs. And I think the Steelers kind of have their number. Granted, again, they did beat them, but
it was 34-17.
One or two of their second.
Yeah. Look, Zay Flowers played in that game, and Andre, appreciate the phone call. I can tell you're a Steelers fan, and I don't wish you well because I hate the Steelers. But this is not about Steelers disrespect at all. It's like the quarterback. You mentioned the quarterback, except for the Russell Wilson mistakes. Well, Russell Wilson used to not make mistakes. Mm-hmm. That would make me feel better about this game if I were a Steelers fan. But like I think that he is the guy that kind of brings them down. And their offense, it's just not good. Yeah, they have some good players on defense. And I don't think anyone's Vegas is clearly expecting this to be a blowout. I'm not disrespecting them from that perspective. I think it will be a close game. But I trust the Ravens more in this one, even though, historically, Lamar Jackson, the Steelers have his number.
Yeah,
have his number, it's like 4-3.
Yeah, like I just took the Ravens -9.5. I'm the only one. But at the same time, to Andre's point, because it is Lamar Jackson, it wouldn't totally stun me if the Steelers won this game because he's been terrible. Mike Tomlin is a really good regular season coach. It's been a while since they've had playoff success. Like, Russell Wilson is the worst contract in the NFL for the Broncos last year. Like, sorry, I don't believe in a guy that's making $250,000 from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Unlimited.
I don't think you should either. Like,
that's actually a limited amount of money.
So, sorry to the Steelers fans. Taking the Ravens. You'll get a new quarterback next year. Maybe we'll feel different.
We're both Paul and I. We're both silver, black and yellow, like the Wiz Khalifa song.
Ah,
you know what it is? Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Yeah.
Looks better that way. No?
I put my hat back sideways. All right, he's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Up next, we're gonna figure out who's winning Texans Chargers tomorrow. Stick around.
2025 is here. If you're like Paul Gallant and you're not committed to going to the gym every day, you want to go 5 days a week, great place to do it. O Athletic.
I hate you.
I know you do. But you can go to O Athletic. So if you want to go 5 days a week and you forget to go, you can go Saturday, Sunday, whatever you want. They have classes all weekend. They have them during the week. They have them in the afternoons, in the mornings. You can sign up for a personal trainer as well. So 2025 is here. Whatever your New Year's resolutions are, you can do it at O Athletic. Check him out, oathletic.com and O Athletic on Instagram.
ESPN 97.5.
live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What is that? What is that?
Well, it's finally here. I've been waiting all day. Just to kick this.
Well, you're going to keep singing, Joe.
I don't know the words.
Feel something. Oh, what? What is that? What is that? What is that?
Let your moves.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
Texans, get up and scream.
It's football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. There's no time to lose now. It's red, white, and blue today. Welcome to the greatest city of all, Houston, Texas. Are you ready for some football?
Oh, God. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I've got a Houston, Texas beanie on. And my Texans starter jacket on.
The poof's too big on that beauty.
No, it's not. It's not
it's,
big
it's
enough.
It's huge.
It's a normal size poof. Move on. Find a new
big.
Slant.
I think it's too big.
Just because, you know what? Challenge flag. Joe, where's your poof? Sorry, you're not a poof like me.
It's true.
What? What are you guys laughing at?
I don't know.
Are you laughing because it has a different meaning in England, the country we declared independence from?
You know what? That is fair. He's not as big of a poof as you are.
Listen, all of a sudden that music started playing, and I don't know.
Yeah. It's I don't like, know what happened.
It's like
a werewolf.
It's like Venom. It just kind of...
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, how do they win this game? It's very easy. One, C.J. Stroud finally puts together a consistent game. Two, the defense does what it's been doing for a lot of this season against a Chargers offense that does have Justin Herbert, who's taking care of the football, but I think this is a defense that can keep him in check. Can they keep him contained? Herbert actually has pretty good legs. That might be the X factor for Los Angeles. I'm still not sure who I'm picking, even though I have a Houston Texans beanie on and a Houston Texans starter jacket on. Joe, you have felt all week long, whether it's because you want to zag or it's because you think this is the right call, because everyone in Vegas is saying the Chargers are going to win this one. You think the Texans are going to win. You want to tell us why? Maybe motivate us a little bit?
The Texans are going to win this game because Derek Stingley is the best cornerback in the NFL, and he's going to intercept Justin Herbert. And Justin Herbert is a choke artist, as is the entire Los Angeles Chargers organization. This is what they do. The Chargers are going to charge her, okay? Why would you believe in a team that has no fans? Why would you believe in a team that doesn't travel to games? Why would you believe in a team that couldn't even sell out a soccer stadium? Imagine being a fan of that football team. Bunch of losers. Yes, they have great jerseys. Yes, they have a former quarterback who's got a whole football team as children. What else do they have? A man that lies about remembering his birth? A man that hasn't won anything in the NFL?
He almost did.
He almost did. Thanks to the lights being turned off.
Whoa.
The only thing we really remember about that game is the lights being out.
If he had a quarterback that loved America, maybe they win.
R.I.P. Jacoby Jones.
R.I.P. Jacoby Jones.
Actual R.I.P. Jacoby Jones.
But I believe in the Houston Texans. I believe in the Houston Texans. I believe in Derek Stingley Jr. I believe in Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud. And for one time this season, I, Joe George, believe in Bobby Slowick.
Jesus. The deep steel blue pill hit you hard.
The Houston Texans win this game 24-14.
Okay.
Texans, swarm.
Swarm. Not bad. Not bad.
Now Paul's going to pick the Chargers and all of his Texans gear.
Taking a deep breath. Because remember, we are still doing this as part of the pick six. But Joe is picking the Texans to not just cover. He's picking them to win. Could you play the music that was in the background of
Al Pacino's famous speech in Any Given Sunday one more time. Thank you. You guys ruined my Christmas. You ruined the Christmas of children all across the greater Houston area. Doesn't mean it's too late. Have you ever seen a little movie called How the Grinch Stole Christmas? People forget that as the Grinch left Whoville and went back up to his lair, he looked back and he thought, what have I done? And his heart, it grew not one, not two, but three sizes that day. And he turned around and came back down to town, and he gave the people of Whoville the presents they were all looking for, the presents they were all expecting, the presents you expect every single Christmas morn. I don't know about you, but you know what I expect? Every Saturday to open up Wildcard Weekend, I expect a playoff victory from my Houston Texans at NRG Stadium, specifically at 3:30. ESPN, CBS, Nickelodeon, doesn't matter the channel it's on. And I think the Texans can do that. But this is where right now I'm not really trying to motivate you. I'm trying to scare you, okay? I'm grabbing you by your chest. I'm telling you, as I stare deep into your eyes with my beautiful greenies, I'm telling you right now, please don't embarrass me. Please don't embarrass me. Don't do it. Please. Please do not embarrass me. Is that motivating enough for you? It should be. But if it's not, just know this. If the Grinch didn't turn around and bring those presents back to Whoville, Cindy Lou Who, she would have killed herself. And that wouldn't have been cool. It would have made the movie very dark. Don't make it dark for Houston, Houston Texans. Slam that Clay Walker. Let's get ourselves a dub. And with all that said, the moment of truth. Chargers 24, Texans 20.
All right. Sean, your last. What's your pick?
Paul legitimately took the exact final score that I was going to go with. Yeah, give me the Chargers. They just play too disciplined football for the Texans, who famously play very undisciplined
very
football.
Undisciplined.
And I think they are evenly matched. And so at the end of the day, I'm just going to go with the team that I don't think will shoot themselves in the foot. That's really it.
Fair.
Yeah.
I hope I'm right. I know you guys hope I'm right.
I hope you're right. Yeah. I hope I'm very wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
How close is the picks competition? I don't know if I want you to be right or not.
Here we go. I'm in first place.
I want you to be wrong.
48 and 46.
I want to be right.
Sean, you're at 45 and 50. Paul, you're at 43 and 53.
Oof.
Paul and I only picked one game the same this week.
So
it's the only way I can catch up.
Anybody's ball game.
Sean, you and I picked three games the same. So.
Okay.
Damn, I'm doing that bad.
We've had a rough couple weeks. And then we took like 2 weeks off.
I blame the Texans ruining Christmas. Because they did. They ruined Christmas.
They did.
And I will never let that go. They you better win. Don't embarrass me. And on top of that, do you want this to be the Letterman Jacket light game? Because I will make it the Letterman Jacket light game. I will make it stick in everybody's ears and everybody's mind. In the same way that many songs are unfortunately stuck in my head. And you're all trapped listening to the radio. There's nothing right now.
Not the one from before the show?
Hot. Bobby Slowick and the offense, can they get hot? I don't know. We'll see. Better figure it out. Better do it. Anyway, on that note, he's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. This hat is very warm. Up next, a little garbage time before we get out of here. Stay put.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Last chance to dance. Go on and George. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Someone texted in that I had them in the first half of my speech.
You had me.
We got to the 1 yard line, and then we had a false start, which is something that the Houston Texans occasionally do in the red zone. Sometimes it's a delay of game. Last time we saw them, it was that. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But I don't see how anyone can pick them. And I know, Joe, you picked them.
Yeah. But it's more, honestly, the math of it. I mean, like the
math of everybody picking them in Vegas.
Yeah. BetMGM said the most bet team and, like, the number of bets placed is the Chargers, number one. Mm-hmm. And the most bet team in terms of dollars placed, also number one, the Chargers.
That is really crazy.
So they are, it's clear, like, they're the team that, like, at least at this through this sports book is the most bet, and I bet you it's the same everywhere. That's what the public want. That's what, now normally sometimes these are different, and like you'll see like a public versus like the smart bettors, but I'm taking the Texans just to fade everyone. Fading you guys. I'm fading all these bets. I'm picking the Texans.
Swarm.
You believe.
I believe.
I do not believe. I want to believe.
Lame.
Well.
Well.
Can't disagree. That's how I feel right now. I was hoping I would be able to talk myself into it. And as I was doing that speech, I
How close did you get?
It's a game of inches.
Inches right in front of your face. Why is there such a long pause afterwards? That wasn't sexual.
No.
You guys made it sexual by pausing.
No, we just paused.
You made it sexual by pausing.
How many inches in front of your face?
Garbage time. Let's go.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Speaking of phallic-shaped items... Hot dogs have been banned in North Korea.
Of course.
Hot dogs join a list of pro-Western things like jeans, Coca-Cola, high heels, sanitary pads, hot showers, not serving in the military, bikinis, condoms, porn, being happy on July 8th. You're not allowed to do that. That's when one of the Kim Jongs died. Owning property, most haircuts, microwaves, leather jackets, weed, and slang. All those things legal in North Korea, but hot dogs joining them. You know, you'd think for a country that's starving that you'd leave hot dogs on the table and just call them something else.
Especially because, like, it's just, like, the leftovers.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, ground whatever's left of the pig.
Right. Like, no one wants to know what's inside a hot dog. You just want to eat it and move on.
Yeah. So, like, this is, you know, so stupid. Like, I just can't imagine.
Well, it's North Korea. Special.
I know. Like, we don't want to be... No hot dogs. And why now? What happened now? Did Joey Chestnut go over there and something go wrong?
It's a good question.
Why this moment?
Imagine being executed by firing squad or shot by, like, anti-aircraft guns because you ate a hot dog.
Yeah.
Glizzy for death. Give me glizzies or give me death. There we go.
All right, Patrick Henry. Speaking of hot dogs, Zion Williamson is back from throwing down hot dogs to throwing down 360 dunks. Anyone see that?
Yeah, he's back. He looks good.
The Zion experience is something else. It's like he's out of shape. He can't do anything. And then he's in warm-ups doing 360 dunks.
He looks svelte.
And looks svelte. Yeah,
and he looks like he's one of the most dominant players like when he's on the court.
Yeah. He did miss the next game, though. But
of course he did.
Do you think they try to trade him?
Yes.
I don't think anyone would trade for him.
Ooh, probably not as much as I think it might be that situation where the Pelicans are open to trading him, but only for a lot, but no one's actually willing to give a lot. People want to buy low, but they're not selling low yet.
Bulls,
okay.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Speaking of Louisiana, a Louisiana mayor was arrested for using taxpayer money to rent an Airbnb to use for sex with a prostitute. It feels very Louisiana.
Yeah. That's against the law.
That's what I was about to say. I'm kind of surprised that's against the law.
Can't you just change the law?
No, because he's the mayor of a small town.
Oh, okay.
He is the mayor of Bogalusa.
Great name. That's a great cool name. Fire name alert. Yeah.
He's 25 and he's the mayor? Is there...
What do we, they are never electing a man in the 20s what do you ever
think,
again.
What do we think the population is? Just guessing.
15,000.
Oh, I was going to say 600.
Bogalusa, Louisiana. 10,000.
Okay.
Oh, what? So 10,000. Why are they electing a 25-year-old? Of course he's going to
might have been the only person who ran. And... Everybody else was busy, you know, enjoying the sportsman paradise. Maybe you're at a casino. Drinking a few, popping a few back.
That's barely even Louisiana.
Speaking of Louisiana, there's lots of alligators there, and crocodiles are now pretending to drown in order to lure human prey out to kill them.
Oh.
Yes, this is a thing. And by the way, they're smart. Like they'll put like branches on themselves so that a bird will land on them. So now the new thing they're doing is they're lying on their back with their hands in the water. Apparently this has worked.
Who...
Well, first of all, like,
who's trying to save?
Yeah, just let them die, man. Like, what do they do for you?
Oh, you'd let somebody drown?
It's us or them.
But
it's a crocodile.
It's not hands, somebody. It's a crocodile.
But their hands look like human hands.
Not really.
Get binoculars.
Not really. Far
enough away.
Really.
Far enough away. You might think so.
Very far.
If they're doing this,
I'm sorry. I'm not racist like you guys. I don't. I all hands look alike.
They kill children.
You don't see reptile?
No, I don't see reptile.
I see green.
Oh, wow, that's so racist. Unbelievable. And on that note, racist Joe George is ending the show this hour. We got it in right before the end of the week. I do it once a week. I'm kidding. Joe picked the Texans to win, so shout out to Joe. Hopefully he finds his Notre Dame hat, which is his son has hidden from him lovingly.
Stole it from me.
Big thanks to Sean. Good luck to his Texas Longhorns tonight. I am merely Paul Gallant. Big thanks to our texters, our Twitchers, our YouTubers, and all of our listeners. So long, farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. The Killer Bees are up next. Go Texans! Peace!